AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the fall of Ramadi is evidence Iraqi forces don't have the will to fight. An Iraqi lawmaker says the comments are unrealistic and baseless. House Armed Services Committee Chair Mac Thornberry says there are a lot of things that are wrong in Iraq.
We have tied our own hands in a variety of ways, and we have considerable doubts about our reliability. Meanwhile, the Iraqi government is not being inclusive, not sending arms to the Sunnis or the Kurds.
He was on ABC's This Week. The White House has declined comment. John Nash has died. He was the math genius whose life was made to the big screen in A Beautiful Mind.
Nash and his wife Alicia of Princeton Township were killed in a taxi crash, according to state police. A colleague who had received an award with him in Norway earlier in the week said they had just flown home and the couple had taken a cab from the airport. Russell Crowe, who portrayed Nash in A Beautiful Mind, tweeted that he was stunned. An amazing partnership, he wrote. Beautiful minds, beautiful hearts. Known as brilliant and eccentric, Nash won the Nobel Prize in Economics in 1994 for his work in game theory. It's considered one of the most influential ideas of the 20th century. I'm Julie Walker.
There is a threat of flooding today in western Arkansas. As much as 3 inches of rain is expected. Flooding in Texas and Oklahoma caused evacuations and rescues overnight. A curfew is in effect in Hays County, Texas. Oklahoma City has set a new monthly rainfall total this weekend, 18.19 inches. A deep freeze has gripped the Northeast over the winter, has dealt a severe blow to marinas and yacht clubs. Ice snapped pilings in half, shredded wooden docks, and left behind wreckage that many compare to the effects of a hurricane. This is AP Radio News. There was a security breach at the French Open. Roger Federer won his first round match, but a spectator got on the court and approached Federer to take a picture.
I'm not happy about it. Obviously not 1 second I'm happy about it. It happened yesterday in the practice too. It's just a kid, but then 3 more kids came, and today on center court, where you would think this is a place where nobody can come on, just wanders on and nothing happens.
The director of the French Open says security measures will not be changed, adding it's not the end of the world. The fan has been banned for the rest of the French Open. Charles Benning is going to get his diploma Thursday from Yellow Springs High School in Springfield, Illinois, near Dayton. Benning is 92, and it's an honorary degree after he left high school early to fight in World War II. Benning's grandson said he approached the school about awarding the diploma, knowing his grandfather regretted not having the opportunity. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.